If there is any time remaining in my life, I will perform austerity and force my body to subsist on the bare necessities. Without further confusion, I shall pursue that which constitutes my entire self-interest in life, and I shall remain satisfied within the self. Hindi pustak chahiye. Tatra mam anumodiran Devasri Bhuvaneshwaraha Muhurtena Brahmalokam Kadvanga Samasadayat Tatra mam anumodiran Devasri Bhuvaneshwaraha Muhurtena Brahmaloka Kadvanga Samasadhayat. Maharajis, translation, text 30. Thus may the presiding demigods of these three worlds kindly show their mercy upon me. Indeed, Maharaj Kadvanga was able to achieve the spiritual world in a single moment. Performed by the followers of Srila Prabhupada from the previous acharyas, tikas. The Brahmana of Avanti thought that although he was an old man who might die at any moment, he could follow the example of Maharaj Kadvanga who achieve the Lord's mercy in a single moment. Maharaj Kadvanga, who achieved the Maharaj Kadvanga is described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fought valiantly on behalf of the demigods, and they offered the king any benediction he might desire. Kadvanga Maharaj chose to find out the remaining duration of his life, which unfortunately was a single moment. The king therefore immediately surrendered to Lord Krishna and achieved the spiritual world. The Brahmana of Avanti desired to follow this example with the blessings of the Devas, who are all devotees of the Lord. He hoped to become fully Krishna conscious before giving up his body. Verse 31. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Ibyadi Pretya Manasa Kaya Vantyo Vijasrattama Unmucha Hilaya Ganti Santo Bhikshura Bhutmuni. Lord Shri Krishna continued, his mind thus determined that most excellent Avanti Brahmana was able to untie the knot of desire within his heart. He then assumed the role of a peaceful and silent sannyasi mendicant. So this is the song of the Avanti Brahmana, who took Tridandi sannyas. This is verses 29, 30 and 31. When we take Tridandi Sannyas, we're given the prayer of the Avanti Brahmana. So remember, Itam Sastaya Parapanista Madhyasitam Purvata Maya Mahatmir Aham Tarishyami Duranta Param Tamomukunanini Seva Eva. So here it goes into many verses. So he's talking here in his prayer how as a grihastha people struggle to get money. They struggle, sometimes they do steal, sometimes they do violence, sometimes they speak lies, duplicity, lust, anger, pride, quarreling, faithlessness, envy, gambling, etc. etc. So many things to get money, to get sense gratification. So now he said, what little time I have left in my life, I want to be totally detached, and I want to force my body to live on the bare necessities, and I shall just see to my spiritual self-interest. What is the actual purpose of my life? I'll remain satisfied in the self. I won't depend on all this external sense gratification. So he wanted to be successful, like Maharaj Kadvanga. Maharaj Kadvanga had fought for the Devas. He was such a powerful king that he could go to other planets. He was engaged in the Star Wars of the Vedic time. Fighting between the Devas and the demons was going on, but he was so powerful, the Devas asked him to help them fight the demons off this planet. So he was a very powerful personality. And they were successful. They defeated the demons. So at the end, the Devas offered him Ashirvad. What do you want? We'll give you anything you want. Then he thought, first, how long do I have to live? If you only have a short time to live, what is the use of having a big house? You know, have to leave it. Or having so many things. So first he said, tell me how much time I have to live. And they told him, you have one muhurta. One moment. Big shot. One moment. What to do? The Prabhupada, he told this story many times. Then he told the Devas, then I don't need anything from you. If I have only one moment to live, what you can give me? You just send me back to my temple. I will go to my Krishna temple, and I will pay my obeisances before the deities, and I will surrender to Krishna, and I will touch the feet of the devotees of the Lord. This is how I want to spend my last moment. So he went directly back to his temple, paid his obeisance in front of the deities, he surrendered. Sarvadharmam parityaja mamekam saranam braja. Total surrender, atma samarpanam to his deity. Immediately he was delivered. In one moment, Sabati Brahmana, he is also remembering that. I'm an old man. I don't know how long I have to live. I could die any moment. So please give me the blessings that I can take the full shelter of you. But nowadays, there's so many horrible diseases which are attacking people. So even untimely, at a young age, some people are dying, apart from accidents and other unexpected deaths. I had this Madhusavita came to me from Italy some years ago and said that there's this lady who's got cancer. Doctor said she only has few months to live. So you please give her initiation. She was already chanting for 2 years or something, but they're very strict in Italy in those days. They didn't recommend anybody for initiation from their congregation. But her, she was making a... He made an exception because she was dying. So I initiated her. Her original name was Rose, and she became Rasa something, Rasa Lila or something, I don't know. And she went back to Italy with her family, two kids, husband, chanted her rounds. But after about 6 months, she went to the hospital and she was feeling pain in her body. She asked the doctors, what's wrong? What's happening to me? And they tested her and said, the cancer has gone all over your body. So what can you do for me? They said, we can do nothing. Nothing! All we can do is give you painkiller. What do you want? She said, I want the ambulance. Why you want ambulance? You're already in the hospital. Yeah, but you can do nothing for me. So since I'm dying, I want ambulance to take me to the temple. If I had to die, I want to go and surrender to Krishna first. So they provided her ambulance. Ooh, whatever that sound is. You have ambulance is going full drive into the Milalago temple. Radha Krishna deities are there, I think, right? Gornitai. Huh? Radha Krishna Gornitai. The devotees are wondering why, you know, ambulance pulls up to the temple. And the lady came and says, doctor said, I think you can go die any woman. I want to be in the temple. I want to surrender to Krishna here. She paid her obeisances. So they had guest room. They gave her a guest room. You can stay in our guest room. She's listening to Prabhupada tapes. I emailed her direction what she should do for the last moment and after. But suddenly she got better. She's feeling very healthy. She's reading every day. She's chanting. She didn't feel any pain. No morphine, no anything. Then on the eighth day, she again felt sick. So all the devotees came in the room and were chanting for her. Maybe 20 devotees in kirtan, loud chanting. And Goduli Samai, just in the afternoon, in the peaceful time of the afternoon, just came that Madhu Sarita, he also arrived at exactly that moment and saw that she was surrounded by the devotees chanting. He shouted out, Hare Krishna! And she opened her mouth and said, Hare Krishna! And she left her body. Later, Madhu Sarita Prabhu is the GBC Iskan Guru. He told me, if I could desire how I want to leave my body, surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna in the temple, surrendered, chanting Hare Krishna, leaving the body, that's how I want to go. So today, so you don't have to be a sannyasi to leave your body like that. You can be grihastha, anything, but the last part of your life, you have to just let go to Krishna. Krishna is the only one who can take you back. Bank balance won't take back. Big properties won't take back. Rather, all those things keep us back. One of my godbrothers told me that he went to see his father who was on the deathbed, who was not a devotee. All the relatives were around. Everybody's crying. The scene from the Bhagavatam where all the people are in total anxiety. And he's saying, you take care of the dog, and you take care of the cat, and you take care of the house, and you take care of the car, and you take care. And then, you know, they said, everything will be alright! It's only us, Father! And it's like a whole, everybody's trying. Some people in the back, am I in the will? How much money am I getting from inheritance? They're calculating what they're going to get when he dies. Some people are really emotional. So he was seeing this whole scene and he thought, maybe I can help my father. So he said, give me 5 minutes alone with my father once in my life. I just request 5 minutes. And threw everybody out of the room. Then he talked to his father and said, look at that. Bhagavad Gita. You are not this body. You are never going to die. You are the consciousness, the soul, the atma in the body, you won't die. Like that, he preached to him, and suddenly the father became peaceful. So dad, just once, please chant this mantra, it's for your spiritual welfare. He got his father to chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Meanwhile, at the doorway, you know, it's like already maybe 7 minutes, 10 minutes, they start knocking. Hey, hey, what's happening? Open the door! Maybe they're afraid they'll sign a will or got paranoid, you know, pounding away. But he said how his father became peaceful by hearing Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he opened the door and they all came back in, crying in the heart, the cow and the dog and the cat and then the father immediately came back in anxiety again. So when people leave their body, we want to help them to remember Krishna. Better they should write their will and do all those things ahead of time. In the last minute, simply think about Krishna. We had a zamindar in Orissa, and he was a materialistic guy. And our Namahata there was preaching and had a lot of followers in that village. And somehow this zamindar, who was considered a fallen guy because he was mixing with the English and he had drinking and bad habits, so he was like an outcast by the Brahmins. But somehow he liked the Namahat Hare Krishna devotees, and sometimes he would make donations or he would encourage them, even though he was not himself practicing much. He started to practice a little at the end. So at that village, the Brahmanas, they were feeling threatened by the Namahat preachers. So they told the villagers that if any of you go to the Namahat, we will not perform your Shraddh, we will not perform your final rites. Your body will be burnt and you will have to go to hell and take other births and things like that. They used this threat to force them to not go to the Hare Krishna. Then so happened that this zamindar, materialistic guy, he got sick and he asked the devotees to come. So the devotees preached to him, told him he should chant Hare Krishna. So he took beads and he was chanting, and they were going to him every day and singing Hare Krishna. And then at the last time of his life, the devotees were there chanting, and he also chanted and left his body. So the villagers know that Narayana Mantra Smriti, whoever remembers Krishna at the end, they go back to Godhead. So here was this materialistic guy, but he became converted by the Namahata devotees, and at the last moments of his life, the last days, he renounced everything in terms of his bad habits. He chanted Hare Krishna, and he was chanting and left his body. So they knew that he must have gone back to Krishna. So the devotees, the Namahat devotees, they give you this mercy to chant Hare Krishna, to be delivered before you die. And the Brahmins are only doing the rites after you're already dead. Who knows what happens? So then the villagers said, better the Hare Krishnas. And they came back to the Namahat. Then the Brahmanas, the caste Brahmanas were upset. But what to do? They said, everybody is going to Namahat. Then they also joined the Namahat. Now no problem. So we have some practical experiences. How this Avanti Brahmana, what he wanted, that is happening many times. And we have to be prepared how to guide the people. These are very important instructions. Mainly Indian people, they say they like to do, become more religious in their old age. But not everybody is able to surrender at the end of life unless they have some practice. If they were doing some Krishna consciousness earlier, then it's easier for them to go into the intensive mode at the end. But it's very difficult for people. I had one disciple also whose father was chastising the son, "Why are you doing this Radha Krishna worship? You should wait till you get old. Now you're young. Go to cinema, enjoy. Young youth is meant to enjoy. Old age is for dharma." So like that, we said, "No, father, we're enjoying. We're really happy doing our devotional service. We're happy worshipping our deities." People don't realize that the devotees, they're very happy to do Radha Krishna worship, to have Krishna in the center. It's fun. They think cinema is fun. That's their, and cricket games and other things. But devotees have a higher taste. So they get fun by worshipping Krishna, by preaching. Yesterday to the RGB, one Grihastha lady made a presentation about preaching. She's so enthusiastic for preaching that she's coming also to make a presentation to the sannyasis and leaders that we need to do more preaching. They're actually doing it. It doesn't have to be a sannyasi to preach. Vihe tako, bone tako, sada hare bole tako. Everybody can sing the holy names and preach. So that old man who was criticizing the father of my disciple, he's from Bangalore, and he came back to Bangalore, and then his younger brother was telling him, "Why don't you go to the temples? Why are you always looking at the economic times? Why don't you go to the temples, go to Tirupati, go to Sri Rangam, go to Guruvayur? Now you always told us in the old age one should do spiritual life, but now you're not doing it. You're old. Your daughters are married. Why are you worried?" "Well, I have granddaughters," he said. "Let the fathers worry about the granddaughters. You have got to do your spiritual life. Why don't you go to the temples?" He said, "The problem is, my whole life I've just been dealing with money, money, money. And now all I can think about is my money. How to invest it. Whether to put in unit trust, stock market, fixed deposits, post office, all these things. When I go to temple and I want to pray, my mind goes back to my money. I can only concentrate a few minutes and then I'm thinking something else. So I don't know what to do. I'm in a very difficult situation." Then suddenly, very soon after that, he had a heart attack and died. So this waiting to the end is not a good idea. Don't think like Avanti Brahman here, "I'll just wait to the end." I'm sure this Avanti Brahmana had been preparing himself before. And now he's coming to the last. Someone may be fortunate enough that at the end they can achieve it. But why take the risk? It's better that you practice your whole life. Prahlad recommends Kumaram Achare Pragyo. We should practice from the age of 5. Anybody here under 5? I don't look like it. Doesn't look like it. So you all should be practicing already for so many years. So this, Avanti Brahmana, however, is showing how to take sannyas. His mood of sannyas was service. That I will achieve Krishna by serving. Niseva eva. By serving Krishna, we can achieve the perfection. Not just by renunciation. This Avanti Brahmana pastime was appreciated also very much by Lord Chaitanya. And he would also chant these prayers of the Avanti Brahmana, because his mood was, I want to surrender to Krishna, I want to follow the footsteps of Maharaj Kadvanga, I want to achieve my perfection by serving Krishna. He was a devotee. He understood the importance of Bhakti Yoga. This is what's so important. We're going to achieve the perfection not by renouncing alone, but by dedicating our thoughts, our words, and our deeds in Krishna's service. Mon kai bhakto. Mind should be engaged thinking of Krishna. So already the devotees, here we're having this RGB meeting, regional governing body. Devotees are applying their mind, using their mind in the service of Krishna, how to do something better for Krishna. So that's mon. We should engage our mind in Krishna's service, either thinking about Krishna or thinking for Krishna. Kai means we should use our body in Krishna's service. All our activities should be centered around Krishna. Bhakto means our words. We should use our words for Krishna, glorifying Krishna, talking about how to improve the service of Krishna. In this way, the devotees are practicing Yukta Vairagya, engaging their thoughts, words, and deeds in Krishna's service. That's what the whole purpose of the human form of life is. That is the perfection. That's what a sannyasi does. In Kali Yuga, it's not recommended to just give up activities and go to the forest. Rather, Prabhupada said, live in an ashram, engage in devotional service. That's the standard for the sannyasis in Kali Yuga. So the Avanti Brahmana gives us a good standard that we should engage our service in Krishna's, for Krishna's pleasure. The danda of the sannyasi has these three sticks. It's called three danda, three sticks, three dandas. One is for the mon, one is for the kai, one is for the bhakto, mind, body, words. Everything should be engaged in Krishna's service. There's a fourth smaller danda, which is atma danda. So all these three are used in the service of the soul and the super soul. There's a little curve on the top. That curve is supposed to be intelligence. We guide the mind, the words and deeds by the intelligence. And in this way we use everything in Krishna's service. Now, when old age comes, we know we don't have much time to live, because the old age is warning us that our time is now finishing. Sooner than later, we're going to have to leave. But we don't know, even if we're not old, how long we're going to live. That's why we should, this consciousness of depending on Krishna is very important. To do things in such a way that we're always keeping Krishna in the center. This Avanti Brahmana had faced difficulties in his final stages of Grihastha life, but he took it as a blessing that it helped him to become detached. The difficulties people face in life, sometimes it helps them to detach themselves. In the material world, when everything is going good, then people, they don't always want to surrender. They think, what do I need to do that for? I can enjoy now. When everything is going bad, then I should surrender. So going bad sometimes is a blessing. But the devotee, in good times and bad times, he always serves Krishna. Manaso deho geho jo kichu mon arpilo tuva pade nanda kishor jivane morane vipade sampade. In living or dying, in danger or in success, for material life, in all the times, I want to surrender everything at your lotus feet, my dear Nanda Kishore. That was the prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, he was such a grihastha that when he asked for sannyas, his guru told him, you're already better than a sannyasi. Sannyasi is a purificatory process to detach ourselves so that we can surrender to Krishna better, or surrender to Krishna. But in the case of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he was a grihastha, his every thought and word and deed was already engaged for Krishna's service. So his guru said, you're already better than a normal sannyasi. There's no need of you to take sannyas ashram. So I'd like to give you some time if anybody has any questions. Agar kuch prashna hai boliye. Any questions?
Thank you.
Bharat had taken another bird. Oh, that Bharat. Everybody heard the question? He's saying that Bhanu Maharaj is giving class, and so Bhanu Maharaj is saying to get back to Krishna Loka, you have to have bhava and prema. It's very hard to get to Krishna Loka. Krishna is very difficult to achieve. So he's asking, what about these people that left their body, were chanting Hare Krishna around them, they were chanting, but they were sadhagas, they didn't seem to have bhava or prema at that time. So, what happens to them? He also said, Bhanu Maharaj said, maybe it's easier to get to Vaikuntha. What else? Does that sum it up? Well, we know that to get to Krishna Loka, you first have to take birth in some other universe where Krishna's lila is going on normally and get integrated. If you read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it talks out. But getting to Vaikuntha, the different statements in the Shastra, like it says if you cremate a body with a tulsi twig, then it's considered like the whole pier is tulsi and the person will go back to Golok Vrindavan. Some of the Puranas, people get back to Krishna Loka direct as some special kind of mercy. So we always know that there's like the sadhana city where one gets the sadhana, and there's some kripa cities. Well, they get special mercy. So whether this zamindar had developed his consciousness about Krishna enough to go to Krishna Loka, or whether he went to Vaikuntha, I'm not in a position to say. But I'm sure for him it didn't make too much difference. I'm sure he was quite happy wherever he ended up, chanting Hare Krishna. That when you read the Puranas, a lot of people get back to the Vaikuntha by a little bit of bhakti. And in the Bhagavatam, and it also mentions about getting back to Krishna. Even Putana became a mother of Krishna because she showed a little affection to Krishna. So Krishna, there's a standard thing that if we want to be sure to get back to Krishna, we should be in Krishna Prema. I tell this story that Prabhupada was giving a class also in Montreal when I was there in 1968, and he was telling everybody they had to be 100% Krishna conscious, otherwise they can't get back to Godhead. And like everybody was saying 100%, I mean that's like 100%. It's so difficult. Like it doesn't give us much hope. So the people, the devotees were like frustrated. So just hanging their heads, you know, 100%. I mean, that's heavy. I mean, there's no 99%. Prabhupada once said 90, he said 100%. So Prabhupada said everybody was down. He said, you tried for 100%. And even if you get 90%, Krishna will still take you. So that gave a little life. Okay, we try for 100. If we get 90, we can still get it. And then, Prabhupada, I remember that it was very dramatic. He was on this big tall asana with a stairway going down. He turned over on the asana and started to go down. He was halfway down the stairway. He turned to the devotees and told them, even 80%, and Krishna will still take you. And the one 80%, I mean, 80 is also still pretty high, you know. So some devotees were still frustrated. Like Prabhupada was just walking off that stairway, and he had his chatter was hanging and dragging, and like with his left hand, he looked over, and he stopped, and he said, even 70%, and he will still take you. He threw his chatter and walked off. So, there are, we're supposed to try for 100. If you try for 70, you may only get 40. You try for 100 and then you get close to it, you still, you probably think 70% you're there, you're with Krishna. Sometimes they go to Krishna, and you read in the glories of the Ganga how even some hawk was taking a dead snake, and the dead snake tail touched the Ganges water, or was that some other holy place? And some holy, I think Ganga, right? And then the Atma of the snake was liberated, and the soul came out and went back to Godhead just by touching the Ganga. So like that, sometime by some special mercy, if Krishna wants to, he can shortcut everything. So we don't depend on that process. We don't depend to get an honorary degree. We try our best, do our sadhana, do our bhakti, do everything. But we have our hope. And if you're fortunate to have 25 devotees chanting around you when you're leaving your body, and you're able to focus your mind and say Hare Krishna the last breath, well, you're in a pretty good position. But if you don't. Because Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also says that who remembers me at the end of life, he comes back to me. So, whether that fits in the category of Kripa City for some of these people, or whether it means that some of them go first to Vaikuntha, or they go to Dwarka, or something. These are all technicalities. But they're not coming into conditional life. They're coming into their spiritual body, or they're getting a chance to go directly into some Krishna seva. That's all we want. We don't mind doing service again and again, birth after birth, if that's what Krishna wants, but we want to do service. We don't want to be in Maya anymore. We want to be fully absorbed in Krishna's service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.